Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
13 years ago this month, we had the great fortune of finding and getting Barbara Weltman on our show for the very first time, way back in 1998. Barbara Weltman, thanks for all these great years. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, same to you. Great success all these years. And it's so impressive. I know after starting my own radio show, I can tell the listeners and appreciate the amount of work that you do to be ready for the shows and to go do the shows. It's tremendous, and you deserve all the success that you have.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but it's because of the support of folks like you. I thank you for all that. And folks, Barbara's a great American, and as you probably know. I'm Jim Blasingame, as you know, and we're having a great time here with Barbara talking about taxes. We do the best we can, don't we, Barbara, having fun talking about taxes?
Yeah, you sort of have to do it. You might as well know what you have to do to avoid penalties. I think penalties are the biggest waste of money, so
yep.
definitely do what you got to do. I think one of the important things that's coming up next week, and I think that this is something that's very challenging for many small business owners, is the fact that you have to make, not next week, but in April, on the 18th, you have to make your first payment of estimated taxes for 2011. And what happens for small business owners, especially when cash is tight, you don't set money aside to pay your taxes.
Yep.
And that's a real challenge, and I think that you have to figure out a way that you're going to be able to meet your tax obligation, again, to avoid the penalties that can accrue if you don't pay on time.
As much as I hate to do it, do you recommend overestimating and that, because the cost of the extra money that you don't have access to is not as expensive as the penalties are, right?
Well, right now the penalties are kind of low because they're tied to interest rates.
Right.
So I think you just want to try and be as accurate as you can. You have a little wiggle room if you're a little underpaid, but then you're going to have to come up with that lump sum when you file your return at the
right.
end of next filing season.
Right.
So you got to kind of estimate and really re-examine every time the payment is due whether your business is ahead of what you projected or behind.
Yeah, and see, this is the thing that a lot of people in Washington don't understand about the burden on small business owners, not only to pay these taxes, but when we're estimating the taxes that we're going to send in, this is precious capital that we need to go somewhere else. Now I'm not saying that we don't need to pay taxes. We need to pay our fair share of taxes, but still, you know, if taxes goes up, then that's less money we have to invest in our business to hire new employees. And the folks in Washington, most of them don't get that, Barbara.
No, they don't understand that most small businesses are passed through, meaning they're S-Corps, LLCs, partnerships, where the owners pay tax on their individual returns. So when they dicker with the individual tax rates, they're changing the rates on small business.
That's right, and so you know, that's something to think about when you're listening to politicians, folks, telling you know what, that they want to raise taxes or they're resisting, you know, any kind of tax reform, which we certainly need. Barbara, what else is, you know, one of the things we need to point out is a lot of and it may already be behind us for some states. A lot of states also have some filing for franchise taxes. There are other forms, other things like that, too, that are this time of year, aren't they?
Well, that's true. Again, we're coming back to the corporation date, the March 15 date. That's many states impose a franchise tax. And when we say franchise tax, we're not talking about being a franchise. It's mm-hmm. just a term that's used for corporations. So if you're a corporation, you may just owe a tax just because. For example, in New York, in my state, if you're an S corporation, obviously an S corporation doesn't pay taxes, but you pay a franchise tax for the privilege of operating in the state.
And it's usually not a lot of money, but here's where it gets you into a bind. Is if you borrow money from a bank, part of the due diligence that they go through to whether to loan you the money is to see if you're up to date with all your filings. And I mean, we 1 year, Barbara, we forgot to do the franchise tax, and my banker called me up and he said, "Hey Jim, I'm ready to make this loan, but we noticed you haven't filed your franchise tax," and he said, "I can't make you the loan until you get that taken care of."
Yeah, and we're talking about $100. We're not talking
about big bucks. but the problem in my case, the banker was my friend. He was looking out for me. But it might be that a banker's looking for any reason not to make the loan to you. That might be the straw that broke the camel's back. So check that out.
Well, that's true. But I think what's interesting about this, Jim, is the fact that it really shows the burden on small business owners to that they have so many obligations. You know, forget about the challenges of running your business, just to file the paperwork and do all the things that you have to do that the government says you have to do to stay in business it can really be overwhelming.
Well, have you got some new stuff to tell us about coming up for filing for 2010 or getting ready for 2011? If you do, we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Yes,
Barbara Weltman's website is barbarawelpman.com. Mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Barbara has deposited an incredible body of work with us there in her suite on our website. By the way, when you're at smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take our poll questions right there on the homepage. Want to know what you think. This week it's about the economy. How is the economy for you these days? Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.